fish. It had what you call a fish roll. A delicious product.
How long did you carry the paper?
I don't know. I guess I was about 8 or 9 years old when I started, and I carried papers for 5 or 6 years.
Then after that?
I got a job as a printer's devil.
As a?
Same newspaper office.
Excuse me, sir, as a, you got a job as a what?
Printer's devil. That's what they call me, a printer's devil. I clean up, I make fires, carry coal, melt metal for the landscape machine. Doing what you might call manual and menial tasks.
That was a printer's devil.
Yeah. Handy boy, so to speak, in the office.
Yes.
The building I worked in is still standing up on the same street we were at this morning. It became a daily newspaper in 1889.
About how old were you then?
I was about 15 years old.
How long did you do that?
Well, I started to work. I'd kind of take my route in the morning, take my paper. I'd come back in and work during the day, of course, when school was in session. And then I would do what was necessary around the place. Cleaning up, helping the printers, and doing one thing and another. And at the same time, began to learn something about the printing industry.
What kinds of equipment did they use then?
It wasn't the most modern type. As a matter of fact, the linotype machine came into being, if I remember correctly, along in the 90s. And this paper put in one of the first linotype machines in this part of the country. That's the way it said type. Said type, you know, when the type came out in lines. That's where I got the name. I've just destroyed 10 linotype machines worth $250,000 to go into what we call offset. We don't set type anymore on linotype. Back in those days, prior to the linotype machine, all type was set by hand. You get one letter at a time. ETOINSHRDLU and such as that. But we don't do that anymore. Of course, the linotype replaced the linotype put many printers out of business, thousands of them. Big city papers had a whole slew of people to work and set type by hand.
I guess the offset's more efficient now?
Oh yeah, more efficient, faster, and cleaner, and does a better job. We jumped completely our plant. We had a fairly modern plant. I jumped one linotype machine here a few months ago that when it was bought cost nearly $50,000. I sold it for $1,000. But there's no more use for it. It's still in existence here in a little print shop here in town.
$49,000 loss.
That's right. Well, it had been used several years, but there was no demand for it anymore. It was,